I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go.
You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, weekly Arizona home improvement radio broadcast you can be a part of by dialing 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And whether you're a baseball fan or not, when you're in row 13, seat 7, above the dugout box, you become a fan of baseball.
And or you could be seat 8.
7 and 8, yeah.
7 and 8. We got you a pair. You won't be by yourself.
And someone listening to this broadcast right now will be sitting there Monday, June 29th.
That's Monday.
Ninth. Okay. Wait.
You'll be sitting there last Monday.
Yeah, no. This coming Monday, it's not kickoff. What do you call it?
First pitch.
First pitch. 6:40 as we take on the LA Dodgers. So great seats. Like I said, I've been to a number of them. Rennie used to have tickets up on one of the upper decks above third base. And it was fun. You know, you go occasionally, but you get down there that close, it's a whole new ball game.
Yeah, you could be hit in the head by a broken bat.
I guess.
You didn't hear about that?
No.
A couple weeks ago?
Somebody did.
Yeah.
Oops.
It was bad.
Did the splint get stuck?
It was bad.
Oh,
not at the Diamondbacks. I guess I shouldn't have gone there. But we were talking about injuries and safety around the house, so my mind is just kind of in that emergency room mode. We're talking electrical
safety.
We'll
be giving those out at the end of the broadcast.
That's right. Y'all stay tuned for
half hour.
It'll be some question of something you've learned this hour. We'll have to decide what question that's going to be. We'll be asking the question at the top of the hour. So, electrical safety. There was an event once at our house where the garbage disposal needed to be replaced. And with the amount of food consumption that goes on at our house, this is when all of y'all were younger. So we weren't just feeding y'all, but we were feeding the 12 friends that y'all always had over. So it was like Romero, Grand Central Station, Cafe Express. And the garbage disposal went out, and Jennifer brought it to my attention, and I was in a hurry to do something else. So I had a high degree of confidence that I could rewire it without taking the time to go out to the panel and turn the breaker off.
But guess
Wait. Back up. Rewire? I mean, the disposal, it's got a 110 plug. You just plug it in. The outlet provided. Did you get a new disposal but no cord and you're trying to wire the...
Let's just say that I've never touched electrical since that one enlightening day.
When he screamed like a little girl. And Alt and I came running in to find him flattened on the kitchen floor.
When you can smell your skin, you know it was a little bit too close a call for comfort.
And there had been several times leading up to that day. So whenever he says electrical, I say, call the mighty electrician.
Yeah, there was a time there where every time I got my electrical toolbox out, she would load you and the kids up and just go wait for me at the emergency room. But anyway, so if you're dealing with electric, I've learned my lesson, and I want to share with you the lesson so you don't have to go through what I went through. They make these little plug-in circuit testers that indicate whether a power is on or off when you plug it into the receptacle. So when you're working on a receptacle, it's pretty darn reliable telling you whether or not you do or don't have power in that particular receptacle. But I tell you what, I also bought a circuit indicator, which is about the size of a ballpoint pen. And you just approach the electrical device you're working on and press a button, and it lights up. Some of them make an actual noise, and it tells you whether or not there's ever any power even going into that box. You can't use a plug-in circuit test detector when you're going to operate on a switch, right? So how do you tell whether or not there's power there? I used to tell by licking my fingers and grabbing real quick and seeing if there was a little tingle. I don't do that anymore. Now I take the pencil lit circuit indicator, I just pass it around the box, and if it's quiet, then I know there's no power. I was actually fooled in a bedroom. Very often, we'll take the circuits that go around the bedroom and we'll wire the bottom plug to be hot all the time. So regardless where you put your headboard, you can plug in your clock. And every time you turn the light switch off, that particular plug doesn't lose its power. So you could take your circuit indicator, plug it in the top one, yell outside and indicate, yeah, that's the breaker, it's off now, and think you're going into a dead box, but you still could have one live wire there. So these circuit indicators are under $15, and you can get them at any hardware store. Please, if you're working around electricity, get a circuit tester and a circuit indicator. It senses whether there is live voltage anywhere in the vicinity. And if it does, it lights up. And if it lights up, back away from the receptacle.
You know, Rosie, you could have given me that advice last week before I shocked myself and had my dogs run in the other room because I jumped so high.
Yes. Yeah. Electricity, I hardly mess with it anymore. It's like one of those things, when I was younger, I was smarter. I knew everything. I was invincible. And the older I get, I seem to be losing all of those valuable characteristics.
Speaking of electrical safety, Scott wants to talk about replacing a breaker. Dan wants to talk about what he needs to worry about as it relates to planting trees and sewer lines. And then Phil wants to talk about a heat pump replacement. And we've got room for your call at 1-888-767-4348.